And I feel that actually we do need research in this area, because phenomenologically speaking, we can experience that within a continuum of a single thought of an individual. Within that same continuum, there could be an instance where the thought is completely wrong, delusory, and distorted. And then that kind of distorted thought can then sort of lose its force and then begin to just become a sort of a state of skepticism or an indecision. And then gradually that can transform into a kind of a correct assumption. And then eventually that correct assumption through inference can turn into a correct knowledge. Now phenomenologically, within a single continuum of thought of an individual, we can experience these different stages. Now how do we, is there a way of distinguishing between these or determining these purely from the neurobiological experiments? Maybe it's worthy to do some research.
Yeah, definitely.